Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Energy markets have been turbulent in recent weeks following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and drivers have been feeling the pain at the pump. The average price of regular gas is currently $4.32, according to AAA. But if you live in California, that price probably sounds reasonable because there, the average price of gas is $5.74. What's going on? To help us understand, let's turn to Severin Borenstein. He's a professor at the Haas School of Business at the University of California. Professor, welcome.
Nice to be with you.
So why are California's gas prices so much higher than everywhere else in the country?
Well, part of it is that we have higher taxes and environmental fees in California. Our straight gas tax is 51 cents a gallon, and the rest of the country is about half that. But we also have a cap and trade program for greenhouse gas emissions that's adding another 22 cents. And we have another program to lower the carbon content of transportation fuels, and that's adding more still. Plus, for about 25 years, California has been using a cleaner burning gasoline than the rest of the country, and that adds probably another 10 cents.
So you have these environmental taxes that have helped clean your air, but tell us about the tax that you have dubbed the mystery gasoline surcharge. What is that, Professor?
So above the higher excise tax for gasoline and the environmental fees, there's this difference between our price and the price in the rest of the country that isn't explained by those taxes and fees. It wasn't there before 2015. If you look back before 2015 in the previous 20 years, the fees and taxes pretty much explained the difference. But after a refinery fire in Southern California in February of 2015, our prices went way up relative to the rest of the country, and they've never come down.
So how much has the mystery gasoline surcharge cost Californians since 2015?
Well, on average, over those years since 2015, we've been paying about an extra 30 cents a gallon. And that amounts to nearly $4 billion a year for California drivers that wasn't there before and that hasn't been explained.
You tweeted that this is the gas tax we should be trying to reduce, not the one that pays for infrastructure and other important programs. So where is this money going, and what will it take to get to the bottom of this so-called mystery surcharge?
Well, we know it's not in the wholesale price of gasoline, because that price has pretty much remained where it should be, given the extra cost of producing our gasoline. But somewhere between that wholesale price and the price we pay at the pump, through the supply chain of refiners and retailers and distributors, someone has been able to take extra money. Maybe there are extra costs it's covering, but no one has explained that. And maybe it's just profits that we're seeing, because California has what is almost certainly a less competitive gasoline market than the rest of the country. We have fewer off-brand stations, very few off-brand stations. People tend to only have choices among the major brands. And unfortunately, even when there are off-brand stations available, Californians seem to be less inclined to actually go to them, even when they're big price differentials. Mm.
It is a less competitive market, as you say, but these high gas prices are really hard for a lot of people, especially the poor and those on fixed incomes in California. I was visiting my elderly parents there last week. They are feeling this in a big way.
Well, it does have a big effect on people who drive a lot, but Californians on average consume about 1 gallon per person per day. So an extra dollar a day for gasoline is costing a family of four an extra $4 per day. Now, that's not a big pinch on people who have good incomes, but on the low-income families, that can really hurt.
Yes.
It's not the only cost that Californians face, of course. We have very high housing prices. We have very high utility prices. So we face a number of things that are straining. And high gas prices on top of those other costs are really pushing low- and middle-income families here.
I know local California State Senator Ben Allen and some consumer advocates have been pushing new legislation that would require oil refineries to disclose their prices and their profits. I'm curious if this could be helpful to sort of uncover where this money's going.
Well, I think it's a start, but it's a pretty modest requirement. I think we're going to need a much deeper dive into what's going on that will include a committee that really has the power to subpoena information and the resources and support to find out exactly where this is happening. The information requirements are going to be much greater than just the cost of crude oil and what they sell their gasoline for, because there are many steps in the chain of delivery of gasoline from the production point to the retail pump. We don't know where that money's going, and that's what we need to find out.
That's Severin Borenstein. He's professor at the Haas School of Business at the University of California and also faculty director at the Energy Institute at Haas. Professor Borenstein, thank you very much.
Thank you.